Hey, so I came across this really interesting study that just dropped in NPJ Digital Medicine, and I think it's worth talking about because it goes against some of what we've been hearing about AI in medicine. It's about this real-time polyp detection system called EndoMind and how it actually performs in everyday clinical settings. The study's called Artificial Intelligence-Assisted Colorectal Lesion Detection in Private Practices. And here's the thing, the results might surprise you. So let's set the stage. Colonoscopy is one of those procedures where consistency really matters. You want your doctors catching polyps and early lesions because, well, that's kind of the whole point, right? And in recent years, there's been a lot of optimism about using AI to help with this. The idea is straightforward. Computer vision systems can help flagging lesions in real time that a clinician might miss. It sounds promising on paper. This new study took that concept to the real world. They ran a randomized controlled trial across multiple private practices, comparing colonoscopies done with computer-aided detection, that's the EndoMind system, against traditional colonoscopy done the old-fashioned way. Pretty solid study design, by the way. They looked at both screening and surveillance cases. Here's where it gets interesting. The adenoma detection rate, which is basically the gold standard metric for how good you are at finding the precancerous lesions, came in at 34. 5% for the computer-aided group and 32. 9% for the traditional group. And that difference? Not statistically significant. P-value of 0.656. So basically you could chalk that up to chance. Now, I know what you're thinking. We've seen other studies suggesting AI helps with this stuff, and that's actually part of the problem. The research landscape here is kind of messy. Different trials use different patient populations, different study designs, different equipment setups. It makes it really hard to know whether we're looking at a real difference or just noise from all these variables. So what does this tell us? I think there are a few things worth unpacking here. First, there's the obvious takeaway. In this particular private practice setting with this particular AI system, the real-time detection capability didn't translate into catching more adenomas. That could mean a few things. Maybe the system has limitations we don't fully understand yet. Maybe the way it's being integrated into workflow isn't optimal. Or maybe, and this is worth considering, having an AI system watching over your shoulder doesn't actually change clinical outcomes in the way we hoped. The other thing jumping out at me is this point about study heterogeneity. You've got different setups, different patient populations, and it's genuinely hard to compare apples to apples. That's not a criticism of this study. It's actually more honest about the variability than some research gets. But it does underscore something important. We need bigger, more standardized, real-world studies to actually understand whether this technology is worth implementing in practice. The authors actually lean into this. They're saying that future research should focus on large-scale, real-world populations, not just academic centers with pristine conditions and enthusiastic users, but actual private practices where people are tired and there's real workflow integration happening. So here's my takeaway. Computer-aided colonoscopy sounds great in theory, and maybe it will prove useful at scale or with refinement. But this study is a good reminder that AI adoption in medicine needs evidence, not just enthusiasm. Just because a system can detect lesions in a controlled setting doesn't automatically mean it changes patient outcomes when you deploy it in the real world. The research on this is still ongoing, and that's okay. Medicine moves slower than tech sometimes, but that's often for good reason. We need to know whether these systems actually help before we integrate them everywhere. This paper contributes to that conversation, even if it's not the answer people were hoping for.